You see, now it's a fire sale. Did you know the British Stock Exchange is already more than half owned by Saudis? Did you know that our stock exchanges are already majority owned by Arab nations? See, we talk about Israel running everything all day, and it's true, we've got weird commissariat grandsons and sons of top extermination officers from Russia who are our Homeland Security heads and new Attorney General and everybody else, but I do a real analysis of who actually owns things. It's the British, the Dutch, then it's the Arabs, then it's the French, then it's the Jews, and then on down the line. And I'm looking at this. Shakedown, Dubai moves on NASDAQ. Now, already the Arab companies together own the majority of the NASDAQ, but now they're going to get another 20% just out of Dubai alone, where Dick Cheney just moved, by the way. Just bought a huge house there, where Halliburton just moved. LSE faces fresh bidding war. Says 50% of London Stock Exchange is now in the hands of two rival Gulf states. That's just two alone on half. Yeah, the others together, they own like 78%. Where's that number? Yeah, here it is. To be their region's leader in the global consolidation of exchanges. See, the Arabs own the world's exchanges. And everybody's running around talking about the Zionists all day. Okay, just keep parroting that over and over again. Here's another one. Carlyle sells stake to Dubai. Carlyle, majority owned by the Queen of England, and then below that, the Bushes and the Bin Ladens. You couldn't make this up. That's Wall Street Journal. Who owns it? Queen of England, the Bushes, and the Bin Ladens. Well, now we've got Carlyle with another 7.5 being bought by Abu Dhabi's government in Dubai. Here's another one. America's hegemonic status slipping away. Yep, but that was by design for the New World Order. For it to rise, we must fall.